And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, podcasts are definitely up at SeanGreenShow.com. You heard that once before already in the show, but I'm going to tell you again. And you can also check me out on WGNPlus.com. It's WGNPlus.com. You can find all the cool stuff on WGNPlus.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. It's at Sean Green Show Media. Sean Green Show Media, if you want to check me out on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. The 4th of July weekend is upon us, and we got movies and more movies. And who else better to talk to than Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and the contributing editor at Fandango.com. He's on the Super Celebrity Hotline with me right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, just wrapping up the Pride Parade over the weekend, man. That was my first time going to the Pride Parade, and I must say I had a great time. And it was, you know, a really different experience. Never been there before, so I had an awesome time.
That's awesome. Yeah, those were a good time.
Yeah, so, all right. First things first. All right, I'm a big fan of the Back to the Future films. And I'm scrolling through movies.com like I always do every week, because I know I'm going to talk to you. So I need to know what I'm going to talk to you about. And you have an article about Back to the Future, and there will never be a remake done. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, you know, Back to the Future is actually my favorite movie of all time. If you put me on the spot, you were like, name one, it would be Back to the Future. The film celebrates its 30th anniversary on Friday. The director, Robert Zemeckis, see, it's interesting with Back to the Future because you would think, okay, that makes sense. I could see them remaking that. I could see them rebooting that. But when they first made Back to the Future, the director, the co-creators really were very smart about it. It was a guy named Bob Gale and Robert Zemeckis who directed it. They came up with a deal where it could never make a sequel or a reboot or a remake as long as they needed their approval. So basically that contract ends when both of those men die. And so Robert Zemeckis literally said, they're not making this until I'm dead. So if you're a fan of the Back to the Future franchise and you're like, I hope they never touch that and reboot it, there's a really good chance they're not going to, just because the people who are tied to it are strongly against it. So unless their minds are swayed somehow, we will not see one.
Wow. You know what? And that's one of the things that I always thought that Back to the Future was always ahead of its time. Wasn't too much of a fan with the third one, but the first two I was really big fans of. And to just think of a remake and how far special effects has come along since that time, I honestly would love to see a remake, because maybe they can make it darker and not so, you know, bubble gummy in a sense. I mean, you never know, but I don't know. I'm kind of like on both sides of the fence. I kind of don't want to see it, but I also want to see it. So, I mean, what do you say? Where do you stand at it? Do you want to see a remake?
You know, if they did remake it, they couldn't remake it the way it is. You know, Back to the Future takes place in 1985, and they go back to 1955. They're not going to make a movie today that takes place in 1985 and goes back to 1955. So right off the bat, you're going to have to change the time period. You're going to have to make it be set now, and maybe they go back to the 80s instead of going back to the 50s. So right away, they're going to have to change that element to it. And yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a good idea. I think I'm a big fan of time travel movies in general. I always like ones that play with different elements. I would personally rather see new, fresh time travel concepts developed. A recent movie that I really liked that used time travel was Looper. I thought that was very successful. So Project Almanac is also pretty cool. So I would rather see films, kind of new films, come out that do different things with time travel than to see a remake of Back to the Future that can only be halfway remade, because you're not going to set it in the same time zone. So yeah, I'm for one. I'd rather see some new concepts developed.
All right, great. Now let's move on to what's coming up this weekend. It's a big holiday weekend, and one thing we can definitely look forward to with the holiday weekends is holiday blockbusters. What do we got coming out this week?
Yeah, you have a new Terminator movie, Terminator Genisys. Arnold Schwarzenegger is back for this one. He was not in the last one. They had like a computer-generated version of him because he was still governor of California. But, you know, one of my favorite things about this movie is Arnold. I probably had more fun watching him in this movie than I've had since he's returned to movies after being the governor. He slides back into the role of the T-800 Terminator pretty seamlessly. He's really fun in the movie. Amelia Clarke, who plays the new Sarah Connor, also really good. You know, this is the kind of movie where if you're a Terminator fan, you have to see it. You just got to see the next one. You got to see how they change up this story, this mythology, because the same characters are in it, but they're living through an alternate storyline. Sort of reminds me of Back to the Future, but more like Back to the Future Part 2, when they go back to an alternate 1985. In this one, they go back to an alternate 1984, and a 1984 version of Arnold fights a contemporary version of Arnold. That's probably the best thing in the movie, when Arnold fights himself. But yeah, you know, I think it's interesting. It's a pretty good movie, and definitely if you're a Terminator fan, you want to see it. Cool action and cool throwbacks to the to Terminators 1 through 3.
Wow, and one of the things that, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong here, is the guy that played Cal Reese in the original Terminator, I think it's Michael Biehn, he was supposed to have been like the big action star in the original one, but then, you know, Arnold just took the show, you know, being the Terminator. Is that true, or am I just going a little bit too far with that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Arnold was sort of wasn't as well known as he is now, and I think people really responded to his character. But I also like Michael Biehn. You know, it's a shame. I like that version of Kyle Reese more than any of the other versions of Kyle Reese that I've seen. You know, he was kind of gritty and all over the place and just kind of risking everything. And it was fun to watch. He brought a lot of energy to that role. But yeah, Arnold kind of stole the show. And, you know, that sort of made Arnold's career. He went on to do some other really big action films, and, you know, the rest is history.
Now, one thing I want to ask you about Terminator Genisys, and this is one of the things, I went home last night and I watched the original Terminator, and what I got from that original Terminator was it was a little creepy. It was kind of like sci-fi horror almost. Do you get that same feel with this one?
Yeah, no, see, the first one is really interesting, and it also goes for the first Mad Max movie, too. They're both, like, really smaller horror movies. I mean, you have to understand, too, you know, when James Cameron made the original Terminator, he didn't have the budgets that they're making with movies today, so he had to make a smaller movie that felt like more of a horror movie. You know, a lot of these, and it's funny, because a lot of movies back then that had the smaller budget, where they had to really restrain and pull back, those are the movies that are so well known today. Jaws is another one. You know, the shark was never working. And because we never saw the shark in the movie, it made it scarier. And, you know, so it's sort of like these budget constraints actually made movies better in the long run. You know, this one, there's all the money in the world, you know, a couple of hundred million. So it doesn't feel as small and intimate as that first movie. But they do recreate a scene or two from that movie in this one, like that scene where Arnold fights Arnold, which is pretty cool. So not as small as that one, but still kind of got the same sort of vibe.
All right, great. And what else we got coming out this weekend?
You have Magic Mike XXL. This is the only sequel of the summer that extra, extra largified itself. You know, this is Magic Mike. It's actually a really fun sequel. If you've got a ladies' night out, if you're going out with the girls, yeah, you have to see it. It's a must-see. It sort of strips away the dourness of the first one. You know, the first one was pretty good, but, you know, it focused on money problems, relationship problems. This one is just fun. You know, it's almost like the Entourage for girls, you know, where it's just these guys on a road trip or a road strip, where they're kind of going to a stripper convention, they're stopping along the way, throwing parties, getting creative, having fun with the ladies. And it's not all the guys here. You know, some of the ladies, Andy McDowell is really good in this. Jada Pinkett Smith is also really good in it. So I think if you're going out with the ladies and you're wondering, should I see Magic Mike XXL, you shouldn't even ask yourself that question. You should just go see it. I think you'll have a good time with it. Dudes, as a dude, if you're like, I don't want to get dragged to this movie, you know, it's still fun. I think you'll still like it.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you guys check out Terminator Genesis and Magic Mike XXL. Also, check out Fandango.com. You can also get tickets on Fandango.com. And if you want to check out Terminator Genesis at IMAX 3D, you can also get an exclusive peek at Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Make sure you guys check that out. And you can get all these tickets at Fandango.com. Movies.com, make sure you guys check that out. A lot of cool articles there, a lot of cool reviews there, a lot of geek news going on at Movies.com as well. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Happy 4th.
Yeah, same to you too, man. We'll be back right after this.